Alassane Dramane Ouattara was born in the new year of 1942 to a Muslim family in the Mbokro region of Ivory Coast. He's married to a French native, Dominique Nouvien Ouattara, with two children. In 1972, he secured his PhD in economics at the University of Pennsylvania in the United States of America. There were claims that at least one of his parents hailed from neighboring Burkina Faso. This proved to be a contentious issue during his political career. In November 1990, Alassane Ouattara was appointed Prime Minister of Ivory Coast by President Félix Houphouët-Boigny. He held the post for nearly 3 years. However, in 1995, Ouattara was barred from running in a presidential election amid doubts that his parents were not fully Ivorian. Many still regard him as a foreigner because of his strong ties with Burkina Faso. In 2000, he was again barred to run for presidency by strongman Laurent Gbagbo for the same reasons. According to Ouattara, the country's citizenship laws were the major causes of civil war of 2002, when overnight hundreds of thousands of people became second-class citizens.
Et vous savez, ces questions d'identité ont conduit à des injustices.
This question of identity pushed Ivory Coast to the brink of disaster. The consequences were catastrophic. There were murders, massacres, all carried out in support of a nationalistic agenda. For a long time, people were not treated as equals. The question of identity led to an overthrow of the government, to rebellion in the north. Let this be a lesson to us that we put an end to hatred, an end to the discrimination that led to such tensions.
7 years later, President Gbagbo changed his position against Ouattara and affirmed he could stand in the next Ivorian presidential election. In the 2010 presidential election, Ouattara lost the first round to President Laurent Gbagbo, but official results showed him winning the runoff election. A Gbagbo-controlled constitutional council threw out some of the ballots and declared Gbagbo the winner. The international community recognized Ouattara as the winner, but Gbagbo refused to step down, setting off 5 months of violence. Around 3,000 died in the violence, which ended with Gbagbo being captured by pro-Ouattara forces backed by French special forces. Ouattara later assumed power.
Ivoirien, mes chers compatriotes, notre pays...
My fellow countrymen, we are at a crossroads. My Republican forces are tasked with protecting the people against Laurent Gbagbo's militia, and to protect the result of the presidential election. We must secure peace together. Long live the Republic, long live Ivory Coast, God bless our country.
Vive la Côte d'Ivoire, que Dieu bénisse notre pays.
But Ouattara has come under criticism from Amnesty International for the detention of opponents ahead of the 2015 vote. And rights campaigners also argue that little justice has been meted out to members of his camp over 2010 and 11 violence.